I'm Kevin Kunzman, Managing Editor of HCP Live. Welcome to Doc Talk. Investigators from the pivotal Phase 3 GATHER2 trial presented new findings last month at the American Academy of Ophthalmology annual meeting, showing Iveric Bio's investigative complement C5 inhibitor, avacincaptad pegol, was associated with significant geographic atrophy growth reduction over 12 months in treated patient eyes versus sham injections. The new data were second from the late-stage GATHER trial program, highlighting the potential of avacincaptad pegol in treating GA, a progression of age-related macular degeneration that currently has no therapies indicated to treat it. While the findings are unprecedented in this patient population, they may soon be considered the beginning of clinical interpretation into the use of complement inhibitors for treating geographic atrophy, as the FDA decision on viable options, including avacincaptad pegol, are anticipated in the near future. Shortly following the GATHER2 findings and on the eve of these regulatory breakthroughs, we spoke with Dr. David Lawley, an investigator and ophthalmologist with the New England Retina Consultants. Dr. Lawley reviewed avacincaptad pegol, the GATHER trial programs, the components of geographic atrophy that complement inhibitors seem to benefit, and what future advances in this emerging field of care may look like. We hope you enjoy the conversation. Okay, Dr. Lawley, obviously we were just discussing some of the more exciting developments that we've had in ophthalmology this last year, particularly honed in on this rapidly developing field of geographic atrophy, which prior to and potentially by the end of this year had no agents whatsoever available. And now we're seeing a couple of viable complement five and three inhibitors in development, in discussion, and up for consideration and regulation. So we wanted to talk today with you about avacincaptad pegol, the gathered trial data that supports its benefit of use for patients with geographic atrophy. So maybe we just started first and foremost, very bare bones, Dr. Lawley, and talked about geographic atrophy and the challenges of treating therein, and what exactly we're seeing from this agent that, you know, responds in a way that's been relatively unprecedented up until this point.
Sure. I think that's a great introduction, and thank you for having me here today. So yeah, you know, age-related macular degeneration is the most common cause of vision loss in the United States over patients over the age of 60. And it has the opportunity in some patients as the disease progresses to really affect negatively their central vision. It never affects peripheral vision. But it starts off as the dry type, and as the years go on, some patients will progress to the advanced stage of the disease, which is defined as having either neovascular AMD or the wet form of macular degeneration, where new blood vessels grow under the retina and leak fluid and or blood into the retina. But the other classification of advanced stage disease would be the development of geographic atrophy. And geographic atrophy is defined as the loss of the outer retinal cells, which includes the photoreceptors and outer retina, along with the corresponding retinal pigment epithelium in the maculas of these patients. And when that happens, it's like losing film in the film of your camera, and these patients develop severe loss of their central vision over time. And this is a huge unmet need, is that when we know that when geographic atrophy begins to develop, we currently have no FDA-approved treatments for impacting the disease. And we know from our natural history studies that the lesions of geographic atrophy will typically enlarge over time, and progressive central vision loss occurs progressively over time. And so given there's been a large unmet need for this disease, it's not surprising that a lot of people are researching this disease, hoping to find interventions that can impact or slow down the progression of that disease. And so, a lot of people, as you mentioned, have been looking at complement inhibitors. Why have we been looking at complement inhibitors? Well, we saw from our genome-wide association studies that some of the common variants associated with the development of geographic atrophy were found in the complement system. And then the other reason we look at complement is we know under our histopathological studies, when we look at these eyes under the microscope, we can see that there are abnormal levels of complement that we see under the retinal pigment epithelium and in the outer retina. And so, you know, given these findings of the GWAS studies and the histopathological studies, a lot of companies are out there trying to inhibit complement. And so one of the exciting complement inhibitors that's had some important data released this year would be a complement C5 inhibitor called avacincaptad pegol. And this drug is a RNA aptamer, and it binds and blocks C5 and prevents further propagation of the central pathway or the common pathway of complement. And so the hope is to reduce inflammation in the retina and reduce cell death and try to preserve retinal tissue over time. And so the data that was just released recently, the top line data at the Academy meeting, annual American Academy of Ophthalmology meeting this year, showed that in their second pivotal phase 3 study called the GATHER2 trial, avacincaptad pegol was successful at reducing progression of geographic atrophy. And so this was the second pivotal study by the company, and it was a multi-centered, global, randomized, placebo-controlled trial looking at patients with geographic atrophy, and specifically the lesions, the lesion or lesions had to be non-center point of the foveal involvement, so they were not allowed to cross through the central foveal point. And at least some portion of the scene of the geographic atrophy lesion had to be within 1500 microns of the foveal center point. And it's important to note that this study, they did exclude eyes that had any evidence of choroidal neovascularization in either eye, either the study or the non-study eye. And then these geographic atrophy eyes, they were randomized in a one-to-one fashion to receive either avacincaptad pegol at the 2 milligram dose injected intravitreally monthly, or sham injections monthly, with the primary outcome being defined as the change in the geographic atrophy lesion size from baseline to month 12. And the top line data did show that those eyes receiving avacincaptad pegol monthly at month 12, they had a 14% reduction in the growth of their atrophy when compared to sham injections. And that p-value was highly statistically significant. If you look at the observed data and the slope analysis on the observed data, the results were a little bit even better, with a 17% reduction in the GA growth rate at 1 year in the avacincaptad pegol treated eyes. So this is a confirmatory, their second phase 3 pivotal trial. In the first trial, which was called the GATHER1 study, there was also a statistical significance with monthly avacincaptad pegol 2 milligram therapy, where it reduced GA lesion growth size by about 27%. So this is the first time ever that we have had two pivotal studies, of which both studies show statistical significance in the effect of the therapy at reducing lesion size. So we are excited and thrilled to have hopefully our first tool in our tool belt that we will be able to use to impact this disease. And this is a big change for us treating physicians. Is, you know, for my career, we've been telling these patients, we're sorry, there's not much we can do to influence disease. And now we have, for the first time ever, a tool in our tool belt that hopefully, depending on the regulatory review of the product, will be available to use in our clinic soon. If we look at the safety, we always care about safety first when it comes to our therapies. The safety of avacincaptad pegol was outstanding. And so across both the GATHER1 and GATHER2 studies, there was only one case of intraocular inflammation in the avacincaptad pegol 2 milligram treated arm. And so that is a low rate of inflammation. We also saw there was no cases of endophthalmitis, no cases of optic neuropathy. This drug was very well tolerated overall. We did see a higher incidence of the development of choroidal neovascularization in the avacincaptad pegol treated arms. So it was a rate of 6% in the GATHER2 study compared to a much lower rate in the sham controlled arm. And so that's consistent with a lot of the other complement inhibitor trials that we're seeing, is that there's something about blocking complement that does increase risk of the development of choroidal neovascularization. So, you know, I think it's going, you know, fortunately, we have very good treatments to treat neovascular age-related macular degeneration. We have tools already in our tool belt, and we have really good experience of treating patients with wet disease. And so we're going to have to be carefully monitoring these patients who are on this type of therapy.
Thank you so much for that, Dr. Lally. Really comprehensive into the ins and outs of this drug class, this specific agent, and really the most outstanding findings from the SUPPORT and GATHER trial data. I do want to ask a little bit further about GATHER. It seems like a lot of perspective around the findings and the benefit, also honed in on the duration of assessment. So over the 12-month period, you know, speaking specifically to what sort of benefit it has to provide a regimen with assured understanding over at least a year's time. Can you talk a little bit more about, I guess, the characteristics of the average patient who has progressed to geographic atrophy or worsening for geographic atrophy risk, and why it's better to understand these agents for as long as possible in duration of both efficacy and safety?
Yeah, you bring up some important points. You know, the first is that this is a disease that patients live with the rest of their lives. And so when we're looking at the clinical trial data, we're looking at right now at the primary outcome measure, which is only 1 year, only 12 months. But these patients often live with geographic atrophy for 10, 15, 20 years of disease. And so it's going to be very important to look at the long-term outcomes of these patients. And one thing that I did not mention earlier is that the patients in the GATHER2 study, the primary outcome measure was at 1 year. However, these patients, the trial did continue for 2 years. And in the second year, patients that were receiving the avacincaptad pegol 2 milligram dose arm, they were re-randomized into either continuing monthly injections during the second year, monthly through month 24, or re-randomized to receive an injection every other month. Patients in the sham group continued in the sham group from the beginning of the trial all the way through month 24. And so, you know, the trial is looking at reducing the treatment burden and seeing if dosing patients every 2 months in the second year would be acceptable to get the efficacy results that we're going to need to influence those patients. So we should have more information coming next year and the years after about whether reducing the treatment burden with every other dose therapy would be acceptable with this drug. The trial also is doing an extension trial as well. It's currently ongoing. So when patients finished at month 24, they have the option of enrolling into the extension trial, right, where all patients, regardless of whether they were in the actively treated arm or in the sham arm throughout the first 24 months, all of them will receive monthly 2 milligram dosing of the avacincaptad pegol. So we're going to get a lot more long-term data on this product. And when we look at the GATHER1 study, we do have data out through 18 months because that trial did go through 18 months. And we do see that the effect size of the drug appears to increase over time. So that's what we want to see, you know, is that our effect size is not diminishing returns as time goes on. But you ask the question of what kind of patients, you know, develop geographic atrophy. And, you know, we know that there are risk factors for developing the late stages of disease. And so certain things would be modifiable risk factors like smoking. So we know that smoking patients who are smokers have a much higher incidence of developing the late stages of progression of macular degeneration as compared to non-smokers. There are also features that we can see on the imaging of the phenotypes of macular degeneration that can be that we know increase the risk of developing geographic atrophy. So risk factors would include large size drusen, the presence of pigmentation in the retina, the presence of what we call subretinal drusenoid deposits. We know that the presence of reflective core drusen and refractile drusen are also risk factors for the development of GA. And then some patients have a phenotype of large pigment epithelial detachments, which also would increase the risk of developing to geographic atrophy. So, You know, the goal ultimately would be with the therapeutics is to go earlier in the treatment of this disease before the patient develops geographic atrophy. We'd love to intervene before the retina starts to die. And we'd love to intervene with therapies when the patient is still considered to have the intermediate stage of disease with no presence of geographic atrophy, give a treatment to prevent the development of geographic atrophy over time. But as this is such an unmet need, usually in diseases of unmet need, when we perform clinical trials, we're looking at the most advanced severe cases first to make sure that they're safe. And from there, we usually work backwards and start looking at designing trials for earlier stages of disease. One of the issues with designing trials for the intermediate stage of disease right now is that we do not have any good endpoints for this stage of disease. And so there's a lot of work that's ongoing and a lot of research that's being conducted, looking at if we can define good clinical trial outcome measures for a disease such as the intermediate stage of disease. But once we're able to do that, then I envision a lot of these studies or a lot of these therapies, including Avacincaptad pegol, being explored in those earlier stages.
That's really excellent. And I'm glad you approached it from that angle as well, because that's something we always talk about when developing or considering an entirely new drug class for a disease that's progressed toward and chronic in nature, is the timing and strategy, the alterations to screening, diagnostics, just initial detection strategy, and putting a greater emphasis on that, because that's really where you're going to see optimal care, right?
There's no question. Yeah. You know, and we put a lot of focus, you know, on terms of the therapy, but the imaging, the research that's going on in imaging in retina is incredibly important work, and it's going to help us be able to evaluate the therapies better and really know whether these therapies work. So, you know, cannot underestimate all the work that's going on outside the therapeutic work, but more with regards to the imaging of the retina.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this, Dr. Lally. This has been really comprehensive and just very insightful into what we have to look forward to in this burgeoning field of care. Is there anything else relevant to this agent, the relevant research or upcoming developments that you wanted to touch on?
I think that's about it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You know, I think the take-home message for any patients watching that have geographic atrophy, the take-home message is hopefully there's a new day coming. This therapy will be under review with the regulatory agencies, but hopefully there's a new day coming where we now have some way to intervene and impact the disease. And we know that this is the first step of helping patients who have currently an unmet need.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great sentiment and looking forward to see where it goes. So thank you again for your time, Dr. Lally. Really appreciate your insights.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks again to Dr. Lally for sharing his time and insight into the rapidly evolving field of geographic atrophy management. To read and watch more expert perspective in retina disease, visit us at hcplive.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and check out our daily newsletter registration on our site as well. Until next time, I'm Kevin Kunzman. Thanks for listening to Doc Talk.